We announced that Tim Tebow would start the Miami game, and we're moving forward.
Well, you know, I'm just very honored to get this opportunity. I'm very excited. And, you know, I'm just blessed to be a Denver Bronco, and to be able to go out there and play for this organization is truly a privilege.
1-4 has a lot to do with it. You know, we haven't got it done as a football team. It's not one guy. You know, it's not all Kyle Orton's fault. And but we do have to make adjustments, and we do have to change, and you know, we have to do something to win the football games.
At the end of the day, I think we're all disappointed for Kyle because it almost implicates him in a way that the reason we're 1-4 is his fault, and it's not the case. It could have been me, could have been anybody on this team. None of us are doing a good enough job to make plays and help us win. And as disappointed as you are for Kyle, you're kind of excited for Tebow because he's getting a chance. And again, we're just hoping that that translates into some wins.
And then Coach Fox told the press earlier today that Tim Tebow will start next week in Miami. Coach said this was his decision. I guess to start off, your reaction.
You know, obviously, we're disappointed to be 1-4, but I think that at this point in time, and looking back the first five games, I support and agree with John's decision 100% to make the change at the quarterback position. And having played that position, I always know that the quarterback gets too much of the credit and a lot of times too much of the blame. And so obviously, having been around Kyle, I know how disappointed he is. He's not going to be the starter, but I think that he's also a pro and understands, that the position of the quarterback is to win football games. And so I think that he's done a heck of a job of accepting this. But I think that, we're looking forward to having Tim get in there. I think that what we saw him do last week in the second half, even though we started a little bit slow in that third quarter, really energized us in the fourth quarter and really gave us a chance to win there right down at the end. And so I'm excited to see Tim out there and see what Tim can bring and hopefully get us some wins.
He's got about, 10-11 days to get ready for Miami. He's had the reps. He got some reps Sunday in the second half there when he came in and played. That spark and what Coach talked about is not doing kind of the same old stuff. How can this kind of work through the entire locker room, not just the position, but the offense, the entire locker room, and as the guys get ready for Sunday?
Well, I think that the bottom line is that whole locker room wants to win football games and disappointed be 1-4. And so I think that, one thing about the locker room, too, is I think that everybody feels a little bit of the responsibility here and the fact that, a lot of it's coming down on Kyle, which goes along with the position. But I think that, and I'm proud of the team and the fact that, they're taking all this, each guy's looking at themselves and trying to figure out how each one of them can get better in their position, realizing that this was not all Kyle Orton's fault of us being 1-4. And so they're taking the responsibility. So I'm proud to see that the guys react in that way. But I also think that, like I said, they want to win football games. And if Tim can come in and provide that spark and make the plays to get us over the hump, because really four out of the five games could have gone either way. And other than the Green Bay game, which we fought back into, really four of the five of those games could have gone either way. And so we're just looking for a guy. I think everybody in that locker room is looking for a guy to step up and make those plays. And hopefully Timmy can help do that.
What did the second half Sunday show you where Tim is from, say, the start of camp to, or what you saw in film from last year to Sunday?
Well, I think it's always tough for for a backup quarterback to come in at halftime.
Sure.
And I think that we saw that a little bit in the start. It was a little bit of a slow start for him, but as we picked up the momentum, and Timmy was a big part of that, and the fact that just the type of person that he is. I think what we saw that second half is really what we knew we got in Tim Tebow, and that's great intangibles, a great competitor, a guy that can make things happen with his legs and can do some different things to make those plays. And so he provided that spark to the point where we almost won the football game. And, hopefully that spark can carry on and he can continue to make the plays he made in that second half. But also as a team, we can, individually figure out ways to make also plays to help us get over that, get to the wins.
Let's get to some of your questions from Twitter. And thanks again for sending him in. Elias Martinez is wondering, John, are you going to – will the team, pardon me, adjust the offense, adjust the schemes to fit what Tim Tebow can do and kind of some of the things he showed he can do on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I think that when you look at, you compare Kyle and you compare Tim, and obviously their skill sets are different. So, there's no question. I think we're going to have to do some things offensively to take advantage of what Tim does best. And I think that the offensive staff's working hard on that with a bye week to be able to work hard on it this week and also next week and get those incorporated with the offense. But you can't really change your whole offense mid-season. You still have to stay within the offense, and obviously Tim got a lot of reps in the preseason, and so he's got a good feel for the offense. It's just a matter of getting the right things in there for him to do, and the things that take advantage of his skill set.
Coach said at 1-4, and you just touched on the guys in that locker room. They want to win games. Fans want to see him win games. You want to see him win games. Sean Montgomery is asking, now that Tim has been named the starter, how confident are you in his ability to lead this team on the offensive side to help get those wins?
Well, I think that Timmy's intangibles are, really why he has been as successful as he's been, because of his will to win and his competitiveness, his toughness, and the things that he can do. And so, we think that Timmy can come in and do it. I mean, something that we saw at the end of last year. We saw it in his college career. Obviously, just this being only his second year in the NFL. We have confidence that that Timmy can come in there and make those plays and get us over the hump.
How valuable will the next 10 days be for Tim with his receivers in the film room, with Coach McCoy, with Coach Fox, getting even more comfortable now that he will be the starter? What's it going to be like for him the next 10 days he gets ready for the start?
Well, I think that obviously it's a mindset change from him going from a backup to all of a sudden now you're the starter. So the mindset changes quite a bit, and the fact that the preparation and knowing that you're going to be in there starting a football game, that your mindset changes and it focuses a little bit more. And so it's going to be important for him to get a feel for the first offense, for him to just take snaps. We had some troubles with the snap last week, but that's just, I think, because of lack of reps. And so he'll be able to get better at the snaps and get more comfortable with JD, and they'll get more comfortable with the receivers, and they'll continue to get comfortable with him. And so, I mean, even though they know about Timmy in the preseason, that these next 10 days, as you said, are going to be important just to get used to everybody, get used to a different voice in the huddle. That's a big change, and also a different cadence, because Timmy's cadence can be a little bit different than Kyle's, and so the next 10 days will help us with all those.
I guess it is 12 days. The bye week, my timing's all messed up. Sometimes, us working in football, we kind of forget what day it is. Let's get one more question here before we go to a break, and it's from Anthony Tucker. He wants to know, John, what advice would you give Tim on his first start this season at Miami?
And it's funny. I had Tim over last year before he started the Raider game, and he came over to the house, and we chatted about it. And I think the thing is, and knowing his mentality is, don't take the whole world on your shoulders, at once. I mean, you have 11 other guys out there that are going to be working for you, and to, do the best you can to stay within the offense and make the plays when you can make the plays, but don't try to force the plays, and don't feel like you individually have to win a football game. You got 10 of the guys out there helping you try to win, and rely on them, and don't take it all on your shoulders, and just grow from that. I mean, obviously he's going to continue to get better as the season goes on, week in and week out, and you really can't place that experience of being in a football game. And so I think that last week, or Sunday against San Diego, that second half that he played is going to be a help going into this week, next week, the Miami game in 12 days, as you said. That's going to help him. But, it's just a matter of don't try to take the world on your hands, and rely on those guys around you, and when you have an opportunity to make a play, then be Tim Tebow.
And rely on that run game, something the Broncos have been doing well the last couple of weeks, and I'm sure any quarterback would say as well. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. We're on DenverBroncos.com. You're listening to Elway Live. We'll be back after a short break.
Chargers have two players at their goal line with the third backing up. Shotgun snap to Tebow. Tebow spins around, looks for somebody, still spins around. Don't get sacked here. You got to throw it. He's still spinning it around, steps out of a tackle. Tebow throws it to the end zone. The ball's going to be incomplete.
You know, there's really nothing like being in the game, I think Tim's improved all season. You know, he's gotten reps in practice. So, you know, he's been in meetings. Like I said, we're about 2 months into it as a staff. He's improved like most guys on the team, and he'll continue to.
Well, I felt like we did some good things. I felt like there are some things that we needed to work on, and I need to work on and improve. We came right in and got to work on those things, and hopefully we'll improve by the time, Miami comes around.
Definitely it's not a hidden secret that he can run. So be able to get out of the pocket, be able to mix it up a little bit and keep the defense honest, and maybe, if they bring in guys in the box, you can throw some deep balls and just be knackered with that. So I think the experience, just working on it and getting comfortable back there and lead the team.
We're 1-4 and we've got to move on. We've got to, can't be SOS, and we're going to do whatever it takes to try and get out of that. So whether this works or not, time will tell.
Broadcast highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA, and you heard from head coach John Fox, Tim Tebow, and wide receiver Eric Decker. Welcome back to Elway Live here on DenverBroncos.com. There's still plenty of time to submit your questions for John. We're monitoring Twitter, and be sure to include the hashtag Elway Live, and we'll try and get your question in. John, before we go too much further, let's not kind of lose sight of when another guy's named the starter, that means someone else isn't starting. Kyle Orton talked to the press today. He said he understands it was coach's decision. He understands his team is at 1-4. He was disappointed. He was asked if he was going to be a better teammate. He said, I'm going to be the same teammate I have been as a good teammate. Coach Fox said he's been a pro through this whole thing. You expect that from Kyle.
Yeah, and I think that, that's one thing that obviously with the situation that, he's been through even last year and then through training camp through the first part of this year, I think he's handled everything tremendously and really done a good job. As you said, he's been a great pro, and I know the conversation with Kyle and the fact that he's going to do everything he can to help Tim in the starting position. And so I think that, that kind of shows you what kind of guy Kyle is. He is a pro, and he's been a great guy in that locker room and a good teammate to a lot of guys. And I think that, he'll be a big help to Tim. And he's like you said, disappointed he's not the starter, but I'm proud with the way that he's handled this whole situation, not only the last couple of days, but this whole year.
Yeah, and both guys, they play one position. We talked about earlier, 10 other guys on the field, and Esteban Ortiz the third, I think. Esteban's wondering, how would you grade the offense as a whole right now, 5 games into the regular season?
I think that obviously we've been in every football game. And I think that even with the Green Bay game, being down 21-3, we fought back into it. And I think that we've really done a good job in the running game. The offensive line week in and week out has really improved. Willis McGahee has continued to get stronger week in and week out. I think we're getting better on the offensive side, especially in the running game. We struggled a little bit in the passing game at times, and I think a lot of it has been some timing issues. Plus, we've had different receivers in and out, and so we've kind of had to adjust there. But for the most part, I think that everybody's happy with the improvement that we've made on the offensive side, especially in the interior line and the running game.
Came down to a almost completed Hail Mary, could have gotten the team to win this last week. When Tim came in, A.J. Herman is wondering, we know Tebow energized the offense, sure. He wants to know, do you think Tebow energized the defense also on Sunday? Because when that whole stadium got cranked up, it got loud. It was really loud there on Sunday. Defensive players, they were trying to get the crowd to stand up. Do you think this can affect the defense too?
No question. I think anytime you add a spark that Tim gave us on Sunday, I think will help everybody. And I think especially when you look at that stadium, everybody – especially we got some momentum going, we got the turnover and a couple quick touchdowns to get back in there, that it energized the whole stadium, which in turn energizes the football team. And so I think it goes hand in hand, and when you have the guy that's pulling the trigger, that is making the plays and getting the offense in the end zone, the defense is going to be, you know, you're going to energize the defense and vice versa. When the defense is making great plays or makes a big play, it energizes the offensive side. And then you look at the special teams. And so that's why it's such a team sport. And the fact that one, you know, whether it be special teams, offense, or defense, making those plays keeps the whole team energized.
One guy who doesn't need any extra juice is Joe Mays. I think he had 9 tackles on Sunday. He had one play where it's almost like he knew the play. He got in the backfield and just, I think he crushed Ryan Matthews. I think he was the back. Joe's been playing great. Beverly Mays is wondering, what do you think about Joe's play this year so far? And also the fact that Joe and the defense held the Chargers to just 3 points in the second half on Sunday.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that even though you look at the numbers, and we did give up some rushing yards when we really needed them, you know, yeah. they really stepped up. And, you know, I think if you look at it, you know, holding what we did in the red zone on the defensive side, holding them to 3 field goals was a tremendous job. And I think that Joe, you know, this is – Joe's really had a good year, and he's really come in. He's a stout middle linebacker that when running backs run in there, they know when they get hit by Joe Mays because he's very physical and does a good job within. And this is really Joe's first year starting, and so right. He's really adapted well and a guy that's really been a bright spot on the defensive side so far this year.
Yeah, and you can tell talking to him that he wants nothing more than to do his part to help this team win. I think we've talked about this each week, whether it was Von Miller or Raheem Moore or Champ when he came back, guys that they know they're close. They know they're right here. And maybe this bye week, this self-scouting period is a chance for these guys to kind of reflect, look at films, see what they've done, and just kind of get over that hump.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's the thing is I think it's so difficult, and I guess when you look at it, it's, you know, the NFL is such a hard league because all the teams, whether you're 1-4 or 5-0, there's not much of a difference. It's those 4 or 5 plays that I continue to talk about week right. in and week out that really make the difference between a very good team and a team that's struggling. And you know, I think that, you know, when we look back, as we talk about, we've been in every football game, and I mean, and that's why I get disappointed, and I'm disappointed for the team and the fact that they put their heart and soul out there week in and week out and come up short without the win. And that, you know, that gets discouraging. But I think they've done a good job. You know, they, with the bye week here now, you know, they'll get re-energized and come back you know, get ready for the final run of the final 11 games and see how we can do. But, you know, use – you know, what we've done the first part of it, and I think Coach Fox has done a tremendous job of keeping these guys playing hard, and that's a great thing to look at. The evidence that these guys are working very, very hard, and it, you know, hopefully we can have some wins coming down the stretch here and get these guys over the hump they can get some rewards for all their hard work.
Unfortunate for Kevin Bickerson, no longer going to play this year, but it looks like Marcus Thomas is coming back. Looks like he's going to be healthy, hopefully, for next week, and maybe this will help this next question. Brett Diaz wondering, what can the defense do to help kind of shore up that run D that you just touched on?
Well, I just think that, you know, we're playing very good at times, and then we're a little bit sloppy at times, and defense is so much reaction and being in the right spot. And I think that one thing that's hurt us a little bit is the fact that we didn't have this offseason with it being a brand-new defense,
right.
And the defense just went into during training camp. And so the guys keep getting more comfortable with it week in and week out. We've had some mental mistakes that have cost us and hurt us a little bit. And so if we can just shore up the mistakes that we're making and be a little bit more disciplined in what we're doing, then, you know, we should be a lot better on defense.
The bye week, again, a good time to do just that. Again, we're taking your questions on Twitter. Include the hashtag Elway Live. We got one more segment left with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. You're listening to Elway Live on DenverBroncos.com.
I think right now we've won once. So, you know, all we're trying to do is win, and it won't be around one guy.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, it's a team game. You know, win as a team, lose as a team. You can't really blame anything on just one guy. And, you know, that's the type of game this is. And, you know, you have to rally around the players that, you know, that need your support. And, you know, we just have to support each other.
I believe it is a work in progress. And, I mean, the bye week right now is a great opportunity for us to get that, you know, correlation with him and, you know, get on the same page.
It's not just, you know, saying the what if. You know, what if I'm in there for this? What if we get this look? You know, you got to plan for it, you know, because it's going to happen. And, you know, just really trying to visualize it and then, you know, be ready for practices so we can have a sharp, crisp practice, you know, all next week and really improve. One, to give, you know, coaches confidence in me, the players confidence in me, you know, because I go out there and practice and do it right.
You know, again, you know, our job as coaches is to put, you know, players in positions to make plays, and it'll be no different with Tim.
You heard once again from John Fox and Tim Tebow. You also heard from linebacker Joe Mays, who we just talked about, and tight end Daniel Fells from earlier today here in the locker room at Dove Valley. Let's go back quickly, John, to this bye week period, this self-scouting period. If you look at the schedule for the year, you include the four preseason games, we're almost at the midway point. This isn't just walkthroughs out there. This is valuable time where they can kind of the players can spend some time with their position coaches and really kind of dig into specific things they know they want to work on next week and as they get ready for Miami.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, one of the good things. And the coaches really have a chance to go back and really look at it from both the offense and defensive side as well as special teams to really look at what we've done well up to this point and then look at what we've done poorly from this point, from what formations have things been successful. And so it's really a self-scout for the offensive and defensive coaches to really – kind of evaluate where we are, and then to take that out in these 2 days of practice, which you can get a little bit of work done. You don't get a whole lot of work, but to really, you know, kind of concentrate on the things that we're not doing poorly. Now, the things that we consistently don't do poorly, you may just not see it the rest of the year, but the things that we can just get a little sharper on to be a little bit better with the things we do, then those will really be the things that they work on.
Yeah, again, it comes from reps and not having an off-season program a lot of these players are used to. Edward Smith wondering, John, what is the one unit, offense, defense, special teams, that has maybe exceeded your expectations this season?
Well, I mean, I think that if you look at anything, I think that if you look at the past year, obviously we're still not ranked high defensively, but I think that there's been a lot of bright spots on both sides. I don't think we're close to being where we want to be on either side of the ball, but I think that, you know, we've showed some flashes on the defensive side at times. You know, obviously we've had a couple 200-yard rushing games that we've given up, but then, you know, Cincinnati came in, we did a good job against the run there, and so I think that, and then you look at the offense, and I think probably the best thing that we've done is the transition of the running game, really going from not being very good last year to really being a lot better in the running game. Willis McGahee, as we mentioned earlier, has been a big plus there and run the ball really well, and so and then on third downs on offense, before the last game we've been better on third down, and so all these type things, we're not anywhere close to where we want to be. But there has been definitely some improvement. I look at Britton Colquitt punting the football.
Sure.
You know, that's one thing that's kind of been overlooked, but he's done a tremendous job punting the football, and our net returns has been fantastic.
Edward Smith just sent this one in, and this is a really good question, I think. Technically, how does the offensive line stances and fundamentals change between a left and right-handed quarterback? We'll go to T.O. here for a minute, but, you know, all of a sudden – things are a little different back there. How does that change for the line?
You know, you really can't change it. I think that you know, obviously you'd always like to protect the quarterback's blind side, so that's
right.
Usually the left tackle, and so you know, left-handers being a little bit different, but I think that you know, you're still, whether you run the ball, whether you're better running the ball left or to the right, those type things aren't going to change. Now, maybe, you know, obviously a left-hander is going to see the left side of the field a little bit better because that's the way he opens when he drops, and so you know, maybe there's a little bit more left-handed formations and that type of thing. But for the most part, especially at this point in time, things are not going to change a whole lot, you know, with him being left-handed.
Got any plans for the bye?
No, you know, I thought I was going to head out of town, but I'm just going to stay in town and relax a little bit and kind of get caught up and spend some time with my wife and kind of enjoy the weekend.
Remember the bye when you were a player? Was it a time to kind of exhale for you and kind of regroup and get ready for the push?
You know what? A lot of times when I was a player, I didn't like to exhale because I always thought that, you know, when I exhaled during a bye, it was too difficult to get back into it. And the season is such a grind, and the mindset, your mindset has to be in the right place, you know. And once you get into the season, to be able to exhale and take that week off and then to come back and get back into it, I didn't like that. So I didn't like to exhale. I didn't like to relax. You know, I obviously rested the body and didn't do very much, but I never went anywhere or did anything. I always tried to keep my mind on football because I think that, you know, is the way that you stay into it. And that's, for me, how you can come off. We can come off as a team. If we stay engaged in it, we can come off and come off a bye week, you know, and play well.
Yeah, players have a few days off, but Coach said the building won't be locked up.
Right.
So,
you know, and it's a little bit different now because with the new CBA,
right.
You know, they have to have 4 days off, including the weekend, and so they get Thursday through Sunday off. So I hope we handle that right, stay engaged in what our business is, and so we can come back and go play well in Miami.
I'm sure they will. John, thanks again. I know you're busy. You have to run to another obligation. Thanks again for hanging with us to this delayed start time to this week's Elway Live. We'll post the podcast shortly if you'd like to listen again. And enjoy it. And again, enjoy the bye week. Broncos off for week 6 with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall on DenverBroncos.com. You've been listening to Elway Live.